This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today I get to speak with Heidi D'Amelio. Yes, the Heidi D'Amelio. I am so excited because she's such a unique person when it comes to this industry. I would really say that the D'Amelio family is like the first family of social media, specifically TikTok. Her two daughters are ultra, ultra famous, but she's also her own person, a mom, a businesswoman. I just love chatting with her, and I hope you'll enjoy this episode of Vulnerable. Heidi, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. Aww. I'm so excited to be here. I have to tell you, I was a little nervous, but...
Okay, tell me, first of all, A, why you're excited, and B, then why you're nervous.
I'm excited because you're kind of iconic, and, you know, I will say you were kind of, like, my kids were a little later than where you were doing your thing, but, like, yeah. In it...
Yeah.
But on the tail end, right? My yeah. kids. So, but like my niece was your era. And okay. so that was-
Did you
was
take care of your niece?
I mean, we were a super tight family.
So, Italian yeah. family?
Well, I'm from Louisiana.
There's plenty of Italians in
there are, but Louisiana. I'm not. I'm okay. actually French and Irish.
Okay.
I was an O'Brien.
Dark, you're a black Irish.
Yeah, well, I, right? like a lot of like Cajun women mm. and have like the dark hair, the dark eyes, like mm. small dark eyes. So I'm like classic.
Yeah.
And so like we were all tight growing up. And yeah, she was.
Where in Louisiana?
Lafayette.
I totally know Lafayette.
Do you really?
Lafayette. Yes. Lafayette. I spent some time there. And man, did that city grow.
Oh my gosh. It's like, so different
the
now.
The culinary art scene there was like booming.
Amazing.
When I spent time there. Yeah. And they film a lot of movies there. And yeah. honestly, the people are very sweet and very yeah. kind there.
Yeah.
Very
I love,
kind.
I love going home.
Yeah. You all have the, what is it, Raging Cajuns?
Yeah.
And
UL.
Yeah. There's a lot of pride.
Yeah.
You know, I never thought I'd live in the South. I'm a New England Yankee
yeah.
girl.
Yeah.
And then I moved to Austin, Texas about 3 years ago, and I was humbled by the fact that I love living in the South.
That's amazing. I know. I've only been to Austin a couple times. I love it there. I could. Yeah. I've never lived anywhere that wasn't on a coast.
Okay.
But
fair enough.
I think I would move there.
Wow. We'd be lucky to have you.
It's so... It's just like got a great vibe, you know? And it's got good energy there.
Like, it does. That's, yeah. I think, why it's a respite for a lot of folks that have lived a very like high profile life
yeah.
and kind of go there to kind of find sort of like, sort of a frequency that tap into that's chill, but like then they have still all of the amenities of,
yeah, you have the
of like a city life.
Yeah.
And it isn't coast, because I know what you mean. Yeah. Again, New England girl. Yeah. I was either on Cali or New York. And then and there when I remember we drove through 1 year, a couple years before we moved. And it's got this winding river, and it's Austin in particular is like super green.
Yeah.
Every now and then we have a freeze that knocks out our power grid, so that's awesome. Like they don't have like literally. I was putting Morton salt on my driveway because nobody had a fucking yeah. What is it? I swear, by the way.
Oh, I love
is that,
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's
good.
Let's do it.
I know you're a mom, but I'm also a mom, and we
yeah.
cuss.
Oh yeah.
Moms cuss.
Yeah.
Do you cuss in front of your kids?
Yeah. It's just words.
We need to talk about it because you have two daughters. And I have two daughters, and you are doing such a great job.
Thank you.
First and foremost, wanted to let you know that I'm a fan of yours.
Aw, thank you.
You know why I'm a fan of yours, too? Because you are doing you and them.
That has not been easy. Just because the stage in life we were in when all this happened, you know, Dixie was about to go off to college when they blew up on the internet. And so it was, there was going to be a shift anyway, but when it shifts naturally, plus there's millions of eyes on your family, mm-hmm. it takes a minute to like catch up.
Yes.
I feel like I'm just like last year and I'm super excited about this year, really like feeling like I'm doing me without a like feeling guilt about it. And like, am I there for my kids? I feel like last year and this year is the first time I felt that.
Do you identify as a stage mom?
No, I would say no. And they grew up, Dixie grew up doing theater and sport. She was funny. She did theater and she was a nationally ranked BMX racer.
She's so
at
cool.
the same time. And then Charlie,
I would be terrified. I'd be so terrified if my kid was like, you know what I want to do? I want to like be hiding in the theater all the time, but then I want to be like, you know, like on a scary machinery. I'd be scared.
She was great. And then Charlie always did dance, and we pushed her. Well, she would say things like, oh, I want to try ice skating. And we're like, okay, let's do it. Like, try all the things. See what like feels good to you. And then she saw that day one, she had to wear a snowsuit and not like a pretty like
ballerina.
And she's like, yeah, I don't want to do this. And I was like, yeah, we paid for 6 weeks, babe. We're doing it. And so.
Well, no, but that's important because you got to see it through.
Yeah.
It's not, there's a big difference between you pushing her to do something and for you to actually be like, no, I'm going to teach my kid follow through.
Yes. I thought that was super important and show up and learn something new. Like there's nothing wrong with that. And so she, and when she would mention like she wants to play basketball and then came to, and then Mark's like,
this is Charlie.
Charlie, like, let's go, you know, anytime Mark loves to shop. So he's like, oh, let's go buy all the basketball shorts and this and that. And when they went
shopping.
Yeah, he loves to shop. And she's like, okay, I'm shopping. So they bought all the things. And when it came down to the day, she was like, yeah, no, I don't really want to do it. And he's like, we got you on a team. It was very last minute.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're on a team. Like, they're depending on you. There's only, like, a handful of girls, so you got to go.
Yeah, that was someone else's spot.
And she literally was crying her eyes out and then had a blast when she got there. And that's, we still deal with this to this day.
They don't
it's
change.
It's like, she doesn't, she loves her comfort zone. Yeah. So I feel like, you know, we've always, like, encouraged them to try all the things, even when they're like, oh, I don't know if I don't like, just try it, see it through, and then decide.
Right.
But they always like, oh, I'm glad I did that. Okay.
Okay. So do you think that are you glad? Are they glad that like everything happened with TikTok? I mean, this is insane. This is years now. They've had a career for years.
You know, I feel like that they are at a point now. It took time. A lot of time.
Yeah.
But they're at a point now that they are. Well, they've always been very thankful for all the opportunities, but they haven't been good at making it feel good in their life. It was always like a push and pull and like, you know, I don't deserve to be here. And, you know, like it just happened so fast. Like, you know, and that, was it called? Imposter
syndrome. That's what I was just thinking. I said, they were suffering from imposter syndrome.
Yeah. And,
but okay. Now, I can understand that for some of the newer content creators, because the term influencer to me is extremely outdated and inaccurate. Because a person like your daughter and daughters, like in general, they are, and yourself too, you guys are creators. You're creating content that's, you know, funding, you know, fueling campaigns for companies. It's a very different level. And yes, it happened in a very certain way, very quickly for them, but the outcome is the same. And in some ways, it's like you can't take back how your first impression was.
Yeah.
You kind of have to just like honor it and live in the, you know, recognize what it is. And you can re-educate people, I think, but like you have to lean into the good, right?
Yeah. I mean, Charlie was 15 when all this happened. Like, she's always going to be 15 to a lot of people. And so
she also looks young.
She also looks very
young. She gets
young.
That from you.
And I think that she she was in this, you know, she was the girl next door. She, you know, she didn't throw it back online, and she was very squeaky clean.
Yeah.
But like, she's funny and she curses and she's like a character and she always has been. So it was, she was like, I feel like I'm going to be stuck here. I'm like, you have to grow in front of your audience or you are going to be stuck here. So I didn't push her to like throw it back, but I pushed her to be herself because she was herself, but she was like not getting to be the funny that she is, and her like humor is
different. I can totally relate to this. More importantly, my husband can relate to what you're saying because we'll talk about anything that I'm doing in relation to my brand. And he's like, Chris, like people don't really know this side of you that's from this little, you know, Italian working class town. Like you got to show certain aspects of you in unique and creative ways. There's no shame in that.
Yeah.
That's authenticity.
And it was like, I know this is going to sound a little crazy, but there was like some trend where you like put the middle finger up and she would be like, I want to do the trend, but like, I can't do that. And I was like, I said, well, if
you're like, I'll do it.
If none of this happened, would you with your friends be doing that? And she said, probably, like not in an offensive way, but like, like goofing with your friends. Like we all did as teenagers.
Well.
She was like, oh yeah, of course. I'm like, then you have to be yourself. Like, it's not my favorite thing, you flipping off the phone, but it's natural for somebody your age. Like you have to grow with it and they have to see you as you are and they're going to come with you. I mean, some people will be stuck there, but for the most part, like your audience will grow with you. They're growing too. So you have to do those things to get to, because if you wait and all of a sudden you're 21 and you're wild, like it just never lands.
I wish I had you as my mom at a time where I needed to transition, because that's really great, really great advice.
Thanks.
I think so.
I mean, I've seen the stories. Like we've all seen these Hollywood stories and these Disney kids and all this stuff. It's like,
you're telling me.
I'm talking to the choir. But I didn't want that to happen. Like I felt like I had to give the advice. I didn't really want to, because I don't, you always want to see your kids being like
safe.
Yeah, well, like, oh, they don't do that. They don't flip off the camera. Like you want to keep it all nice and squeaky clean, but like, listen, they're not like doing awful things. They're doing trends.
You gotta
on
let
them
grow.
So it was like, not like, you know, Mark would always equate it to like, if that was a role in a movie, nobody would think twice. If she lip synced to a song that is using vulgar language, is not much different than a role in a movie where you're reading a script. Like that's not who she is.
But take it back to when she started getting really big. Like, what was that like for you as the parent?
You know, Mark,
you
and
your husband, I should say.
Yeah. So we, because we didn't live by my family, we were on social media. I would share just so they could see like what we were up to and what the girls are doing. And so, and Mark would use it, social media, for business. So we understood it. We got it. We got that, you know, we also got that Vine came and went, and there were tons of people in there that had a big following, and they were like, oh, now what?
Yeah.
So like we got it, and we kind of,
you guys are so savvy though. Like, how are you this savvy?
Well, Mark loves tech and like social media and how to, he's in sales and he always has been, and he's always worked for himself. He's an entrepreneur. And so he always used that in like ahead of the time, a lot of times. So he just saw the value in social media and like as a positive. So we were always, very much whatever you put out there. And when we would see, you know, you would see early on, like, college kids saying and doing stupid things, and then they got kicked out of school, and we would show them that.
Parties,
and they
that were those kids would
young
do.
They were like fifth grade, sixth grade. We're like, I want you to see this, and I want you to remember this, like whatever you put out there. Well, first of all, don't be an idiot and do stupid things. Like that's not cool,
right?
And also, like, just remember that it lives forever. And so we always had those conversations when they were young. So when they started, like,
so you raised them with the sort of like acknowledging that social media was like around them and that the internet was like around as they were young.
And so they were really into it so much. Like we encouraged, I think, so Dixie had she's had a lot of concussions. So when she was in middle school, you know, she would be home with a concussion.
Wait, was that from the BMX writing?
No. She never got a concussion.
It was from all the theater.
Believe it or not, no. But all the, who knows what else, like other sports.
Some kids, my brother had like four or five concussions. Yeah. Well, once, was a car accident. And
yeah, once you
random.
Get a couple, they're much easier to get. So
yes, he told me that.
Yeah. So when she was in middle school, she was definitely like, because she was home a lot with the concussions, like life was going on without her. I was like, why don't you get on Snapchat and stay like in the group? And I'm like, I can't believe I'm giving her this advice. But
yeah,
she was like, I don't really want to. And I'm like, it'll help you keep you involved.
Yeah.
And same thing with Charlie, middle school. And she had changed schools in middle school and her life was dance. So she was missing out a lot of like school social things. Mm-hmm. I was like, why don't you get on Snapchat? That way you're in the group, even if you're not there, like you guys can make plans that way. And so they both, I can't believe I did that, but
I mean, you did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no going back. That was actually, honestly, I would probably give my kids the same exact advice. Yeah.
But like, again, don't be stupid. And, you know, everything lives forever on the internet. So I feel
not
like we were always.
well, yeah. Screenshots maybe. Yes. But yeah.
So we were always like,
inclusive.
It was a topic in our house
because
it's a thing and we can't hide from it. Like they're going to be on it. This is just, it's only going to go up and they were young.
Yeah.
And it has. So we always talked about like, look at yourself on the internet as your brand. Like, what does your brand represent? Like, you're not, if this is not you and you do this, like, it doesn't make sense. Like, why would you even do that? Like, something stupid or whatever. If you wouldn't normally do that, but you're doing it funny for the internet, like, it doesn't.
You kind of taught them like authenticity.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you guys didn't realize that authenticity was such like a big thing in engaging with followers, did you?
Right. No, not like that, but Mark's a, like he builds brands. So that's his thing. So that was very, as a dad, his dad wasn't around very much. So he didn't really have a lot of like dad mentoring in his life. So he just did what he knew. And he was like, you know, this is like Dixie D'Amelio is your brand. I mean, she was sixth grade, but he was like, you have to protect that and be proud of it. And don't put anything out there that doesn't speak to you or isn't you, or like don't do it because everybody else is doing it. So that was always conversation. Smart. And I guess it kind of all played out. You know, they've made mistakes for sure. Put stupid.
I haven't.
Out.
I don't know of any. So there's that. I mean, I saw a video of it was Dixie, I think, right, where she was pretty sad about something. She was like, she was upset about
on our show. Probably
it was on your show.
Yeah,
it was on your show. That's right.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, that was.
Is she okay?
So that
I was so invested. And I was like, I don't even know what. I was like, is this poor girl okay?
Yeah.
She didn't seem like distraught. It was just that, there was something in me, having been a child actor, that saw that and was like, she represents the voice. And I'm also really proud of her for showing that side of her, because I think a lot of kids needed to see that.
Yeah.
They were validated.
And I think up until that point, which was the whole reason for us wanting to do our show, because they thought, they only knew the girls in our family from TikTok. Mm-hmm. So they only, you know, they didn't really know, the girls didn't really talk so much online. Yeah. And so they didn't even really know their voice or who they were. And they would just do these trends on TikTok or whatever. Yeah. And then run with these ideas of who they thought we were. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of, you know, we were getting approached about the docuseries, our reality show. And the girls were like, let us tell our story. Like we want to. Like we are, and we want to share that. So
sure.
When we did that, you know, Dixie was, she had done a video with Vogue, and she got destroyed online, and she was, you know, it was still very early on, you know, like.
Did Vogue do a hit piece on her?
Oh no.
Okay, good.
It was a beautiful piece, okay, but like nobody had seen her in that light. And and she was being herself. Like she had just woke up. She was a little bit of a train wreck. And like we all are in the morning.
I mean,
like
she's so
cameras there first
though.
Thing in the morning. So
yeah.
It just like got a lot crazy. And she was struggling. She wasn't in a place where she is now where she's like, that's just the internet. Like
she's got that
means
thick
nothing.
Skin now.
Now, yeah, it took time. But so that was that moment. And so we happened to be filming and she just drove to our house and she was like, and we're like, like, we need to talk to our child. Like, we're not filming. And she was like, I want people to see their words. This is what's happening because of their words.
And
online.
It comes back to this concept of authenticity that you guys seeded in your daughters, like early on, and how that like grew.
Yeah. So it was a crazy moment, but she's great. She's come a long way. We all have. Like, you just learn how to not let it. I mean, it's not fun to get crappy comments about you, but you learn to not look at them as much.
You're inspiring me because, like, I've recently had an uptick in that, and I also just think that something about the world right now is causing a lot of people needing to lash out.
Yeah,
and I think that it's like punching down. It's like the easiest thing to do is to insult a stranger.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
That you think you have an opinion or know an informed opinion about it.
So, we kind of find a balance between engaging with our audience enough to know, like, okay, is there something we need to be held accountable for? Like, do we need to have this conversation? Like, reading the comments enough that it's healthy.
Who's reading the comments, by the way? Because I just need to know for me. Is social media manager? Or are you guys are all actively... able. Oh, wow. That's a lot of comments.
I mean, we have people that, we don't read them all, but, you know, if there's something
recurring, like a theme of
wait, I need to address that. Or that's not me. And I need to set the record straight because that's that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. So. Well, I did want to say your family is very well known in this industry and also in the creator community as being a really great family. I don't know if you know that. It's always nice to know what people are saying about you, like when you're not in the room.
I've heard that, but I never know if people are being nice or like if that's real. Why? I mean, I feel like we are.
In a world where everybody benefits off saying something negative, like that's so reassuring, right?
I mean, that means everything.
There's a guy, there's a creator, Dad Life Jason.
Love.
Okay. Oh. Good. I'm so glad that you know him.
Love him.
Because I was like, we met up in OC and I think we did a little mini video together, and I had just been reaching out to folks and he was like, yeah, I'm in town. The D'Amelio family, they're like the sweetest to me and to my family. And I was like, really? I was like, really? Because they're really big and like, that's good to hear. But just you could tell with the way that he spoke about your family. Aww. And now it's like it all makes sense to me leading up to this month, which, by the way, I want to shout out. I got a gift. I got a housewarming gift here at the Podco Studios in West Hollywood. And it is y'all's popcorn brand.
Yes.
Be Happy Snacks. It's got four different, what is it? This is out only at Walmart?
Exclusively at Walmart.
I love Walmart.
And these are the big bags. So there's one of each. We have cotton candy, Parmesan garlic, maple bacon, and it's called Nice Spice. It's just like a spicy blend.
That's your Cajun roots.
It's not Cajun. Okay. We tried to do the Cajun and I was like, we were a little bit under a time crunch and I was like, we're not getting it right. We need a shift. I'm not putting Cajun out there unless it's right. I will never be able to go back home.
I know, right?
So we just did spicy. Cajun's coming.
Oh, nice. Cause I'll tell you what, oh my God, call it Ragin' Cajun.
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
I love that.
Please take it.
Can I?
Yes.
I don't know. Is that
yes.
Legal?
I don't know. Why not? They'd love that.
I think so.
They would love that. And it would be like purple and yellow. No. What are the Ragin'? Red and white?
Red and white,
right?
A little black. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be so fun.
Yeah,
this is so cool.
We're so excited.
So how did this come to be? Cause I love that you guys are enterprising.
Thank you.
That's important.
So it was, you know, the girls have been so fortunate and they've been working their butts off and trying to, you know, doing brand deals and partnering with companies and have done really well. But there's always that wish that they could have a little more say in the creative and how to work more long term and not just be like a one-off.
Yeah.
And so Mark, being an entrepreneur, was like, do you guys, you know, what do you think? What if we own our own stuff, obviously it will benefit more long-term if we own it and it works. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, teaching them more on the business side, which they do love. They love that. And then just to really have freedom in the creative. And so they're all in. And our first launch in D'Amelio Brands was our footwear company, which was has been so much fun.
Yes, I saw the photo shoot. It was gorgeous.
Thank you.
I love those white platform, the white heel platforms.
So good.
Oh, they're really, I might have to buy those. Those are gorgeous.
Yeah, so that's been super fun. Yeah. And, you know, we all play a part in it. Mark's mm-hmm. definitely on the business side. He doesn't have much to say about women's shoes.
I love that. Stand back. We'll do it.
And the girl and the girls and I are just like, you know, this, we say what we like and what we want and what we feel like we need in our wardrobe. Mm-hmm. But then we have professionals that like been in the shoe business for many years. But, mm-hmm. you know, we own the whole thing. It's not something we slapped our name on. Mm-hmm. And it's been exciting and scary and hard. And yeah. just because you have our family has almost 400 million followers doesn't mean they're all buying shoes. So Mark's doing what he's done his whole career, and we're going to retail, and mm-hmm. people, it's a new brand. They need to try it on. They need to feel it. It's different than buying online, which yeah. we are online.
Yeah.
But, you know, so we're going to opening retail stores, and that's been super exciting. And so then the next one, we wanted to get in the food space. That was, we were talking about that for a long time.
Yeah.
And this opportunity
D'Amelio is a great name for some sort of sauce. Food, sauce, pasta. Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. Give me that.
So we, this popcorn thing just kind of happened, and it happened really fast. Mm-hmm. Our shoe company from when we hired our footwear designer uh-huh. to launch was, how long was that? 9 months?
Wow, that is quick.
10 months, something like that.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
And this too was like super fast, but Walmart was super excited to partner with us, and that's nice. Been
they've been good to work
really
with.
Fun. Yeah,
they've I've been worked great. With them, and I like them a lot, actually. I have nothing bad to say. I think they care a lot about having creators.
Yeah.
Getting the word out and stuff. Yeah. And they pay pretty well. Yeah.
I mean, it's lie. Definitely, I mean, I remember all of a sudden I would see that like there was a lot of content creators doing like Walmart clothes and like housewares and different things. I was like, wow, they are definitely making a shift. And
They're trying. Yeah. They're trying. Who, so what, Walmart? Like you could follow these like Instagram where they show you the chicer things of Walmart. And I remember when they started in working with me about 2 years ago, it was like more lifestyle, seasonal stuff, you know? And they're like, hey, going back to school, could you go to the... But then I started shopping at Walmart and I was like, wow, I'm actually like I like it.
Well, I grew up on Walmart, so.
Yeah.
Even, we just found a picture. I mean, that's
I know the Walmart in Lafayette you're talking about too.
we had two in Norwalk and one in Norwalk where we lived, and one was really close to our house. So we basically lived there. And
first of all, I just love that you're also a Connecticut girl.
I know.
Wearing the hoops today. That's, we're both wearing our hoops.
I looked at those the second I walked in. I was like, oh, I love that.
Thank you.
But we found a picture of Dixie in the shopping cart at Walmart. I'm like, you know, because I feel like so much has happened. They forget. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, I think it's a thing.
Does that make you sad as a mom that they forget?
Okay. Yeah.
I know I'm going to be sad.
I busted your ass. I've literally done a million and one things and you can't remember any of it.
I'm telling you.
I show them pictures. I'm like, do you remember this? Yep. And let me tell you how the day went. Yep. Like,
I'm glad that you're
when
like
they
that.
See photos, they're like, be petty. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be petty as shit. I promise you. I took so much video. And by the way, you got to take video, moms, if you're watching this. Don't do it up and down. You got to do it side to side.
Yeah.
Because I tell people, I was like, why didn't I realize this? A lot of people don't.
Who knew?
Yeah, you got to do it this way because that when you play it back for them and be petty and say, look at your birthday party I threw you.
Yeah.
Where I DIY'd everything.
I literally DIY'd our whole life. I still DIY.
DIY is so gratifying.
It's the best.
I love it.
I miss it. I don't get to do as much of it as I used to, but I did for Christmas whenever I decorated. So I was so happy. Yeah. But no, they feel bad. They feel bad that they don't remember.
That's okay.
And then I'll show them and I'm like, I just want you to see. But there's things that they remember that I don't remember. Mm. Like just things that I've said or... like that I've like would say all the time of them growing up or the fact that they, cause I would draw every night before I go to bed, I'd draw them little with like the thin Sharpies on these little cardstock for their lunchbox. I would draw a picture.
Oh, you're like, super
I would
go, mom.
It wasn't every night, but it was like a lot. And I would make, you know, SpongeBob or whatever it was. And they do remember that.
I'm like, that's the little things.
I was doing it for them,
yeah.
But it was like my little moment. Everybody's in bed, like to be creative. Like I enjoyed it. Like, you know, I like that they thought it was cute too.
See, now I'm really focused on you now. Now I'm talking about you. I'm very, I just wanted to shout out that your family's,
thank you.
To confirm that, if that helps at all. Cause I would like to know that too. If somebody's like, you know, I like what you guys are. Anyway, but thank you. Focusing on you because, you know, being a mom is you can really truly give yourself as much as you enjoy it. You can lose yourself.
1,000,000%.
And you can lose yourself at any point in time. So you can lose yourself postpartum. You can, you know, and you can, I think you could probably end up losing yourself for longer periods.
You know what I think threw me is because Mark is so supportive. He's so much fun. He's super spontaneous. Like if I said I wanted to, I mean, the craziest thing you can think of, he was like, okay, all right, so let's plan it. You know, let's start the spreadsheet. He's always about spreadsheets and like, let's see what we need to do to get there. And he's loves that. Like there's never.
That's his love language. Spreadsheets.
No, I'm not even kidding.
Yeah. I get it.
But he, it's like, and the girls, but they were young. If I had gotten a thing, I was like, I want to learn how to play the guitar. And so Mark got me a guitar for I think it was for our anniversary and lessons. And I started doing it. And the girls were like, oh my God, this is so cool. You're so inspiring. They're young. Aww. I was like, oh. And so it's not like I didn't have the push or the support or any of that. Mm-hmm. And I still lost myself.
No shit.
So it's
when did you realize that you lost yourself?
It was that I chose that I wanted. And I think my mom was very much like this. Like, this isn't my time.
Yes.
I had my time. Mm-hmm. This is your time. But I was also, before I even met Mark, I was like, since I was a little kid, all I wanted to be was mom. And I wanted to be married and be a mom and stay home. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I did because I wanted to. Mm-hmm. But before I even met Mark, I was like, my kids are off and out of the house and launched. Mm-hmm. I want to like get back into modeling and I want to do all the things. I didn't regret one second that I wasn't doing that when I was not doing maybe other things. Mm-hmm. I never felt like I was missing out. Like I was exactly where I wanted to be. I never, ever, that is never a regret for me.
I think that's important to distinguish.
I couldn't be an all-in mom and an all-in, like, even playing the guitar. It was very short-lived because I'm like, I'm at practice and I want to be.
You want to be there.
Be the mom. You're pulled, and the wife.
100%. You're going to be pulled in so many different directions.
I think there's a lot of women that can do both really well. It's really? Not me. Yeah. I have some pretty awesome women in my life.
Do they sleep? I bet you do.
Listen, it's not easy, but they...
Are they from here?
Like, my friend...
Your friend groups?
Who was my gynecologist, but now we're like homies.
I love that.
She was a mom and a gynecologist. And I'm like, I could never... And she would look at me as a stay-at-home mom. She was like, I could never do what you do. Mm. I was like, isn't that amazing that, like, we're just all different and how you compartmentalize your life is just, you got to do it.
Heidi, being a stay-at-home mom is very underappreciated. Like, I think people are finally coming to with understanding how hard it is because it's actually, it is that commitment to your family that the traditional wife values that I think as a society we try to poo-poo.
Yeah.
But I think that as inclusive as we all try to be, we need to recognize that domestic like labor in this way and the commitment to the family is so priceless. Because that's your life. That's your time.
And I actually enjoyed it. And that was the situation I grew up in. My dad was in sales, so he was home all the time.
Like
my
mom,
I recreated what I grew up in. Yeah. And my mom was always home and they were always at all the things.
They were super in love?
Yes.
Like
they were like, they got married when she was 18, he was 19. Uh-huh. And they, you know, were besties until the end. They're both passed now. But it was like, that's what I knew and I liked it. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to create that for my kids. Mm-hmm. You know.
How'd you meet your husband again?
So I moved to New York City when I was 25.
For like modeling?
For modeling, but I mean, let's be real. It was not paying the bills. I was not that kind of model. That was like everywhere. It was like the time of the supermodel. Like you can't, like I was nowhere near that.
It was like
they were Cindy, over there, and
Cindy
I was
Crawford,
like,
yes, yes. Janice Dickinson, or she was like,
no, that was
OG,
a little
OG.
Bit before.
Yeah, like, she was like the first.
Claudia Schiffer,
yeah,
Linda Evangelista, like all those.
Oh, they're beautiful,
amazing. But I was working. I had a modeling agency. Mm-hmm. I was a working model, but it did not pay the bills. So I always knew I needed to have like a real job. So mm-hmm. I worked in a gym, and I was a personal trainer. And the guy that ran my gym, when Mark was in college, they were roommates. So when Mark moved into the city later that year, he told his friend, he was like, hey, I'm going to need a gym membership because they're expensive. Mm-hmm. So he's like, yeah, just come work out at the gym. And so that's how we met.
Aww.
And it was like, the first time we hung out, like we had just both moved into New York City. We're like, if there was like hot girl summer at the time, that would have been us doing our own thing. And we met, and there was like no denying it. Like, nope, I'm not walking away from this. Like, there was such a pull for both of us.
Wow.
That we weren't expecting. And
I met my husband in New York City too.
Aww.
There's something about falling in love in New York City. Yeah. Do you guys like going back there?
Love.
Is, yeah.
Love going back.
Yeah. Would you
Especially
ever live there
Christmas
again?
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I go there, I'm so tired. Maybe because I have like a 7 and 5
year
old.
Oh, yeah. That makes it. That makes everything tiring.
I'm so tired. I'm sorry, but I'm so tired. I'm so happy to be here with you though, talking, because like sometimes, you know, like we talked about like losing yourself. Like I think I lost the ability to want to be out all the time. And then I ended up realizing that my mom friends and other moms in general, like at school where I try to volunteer a lot, and I do DIY. I'm like, we're cut from the same cloth then. Anyway, like when I love moms. I love supporting other moms.
Yeah.
And like when moms fight, it makes me so mad. Like the cliques and stuff. Like I'm just like, can we not just, this is about the kids.
Yeah.
This is about us being here for them. Like you said, it's not about us and our
it's
issues.
It's their time to do their thing.
So let me ask you this. When you do, have you seen, I don't know if it's so much in the creator community or the dance mom community or like any of this industry that you have been having to bear witness to, but have you seen other people that might have been taking the road of like not healthy parenting around their like young people? Like stage moms, like bad stage moms?
Not really. Also, we moved to LA like kind of right when the pandemic started.
Mm-hmm.
So it was literally the four of us. We didn't really meet people for a while.
Uh-huh.
Because you couldn't, like, you couldn't do anything. So mm-hmm. I didn't really see any of that. And a lot of the kids' friends had moved to L.A. on their own. And so their parents weren't with them.
Were they in the houses and stuff like that?
Yeah,
like
Hype
House or, like, wherever?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I didn't, but I did meet the parent. All the parents that I met, I mean, the kids were, like, 16, 17, 18, 20. Yeah. So, but the parents were like super proud of them and excited, but they just didn't get it.
Okay.
So a lot of the kids, even now.
Like, I gotta know. Did these kids want to like come over to your house and like, and be like, hey, like you're I'm adopting you as like my mom.
Well, they do. Yeah. That a lot of the kids, even now, I need a dentist. Can you help me? I'm like, I just got here too. So, but I, you know,
it's called Google.
As a mom, you get here, you know, you get set up the dentist and the gynecologist and like all the things and a hair salon and all that. So I know to do that right away because you have to.
Yeah.
And the kids are like, all of a sudden they have a toothache and they're like, I don't know. So they still like, they'll call me for stuff like that. Or
y'all are the first family
on
social media.
But they'll call Mark or text Mark more on the business side. Like they love, you know,
so he like mentors
his perspective on things. And he's so good. He's really taught me a lot. He's always, let's look at both sides. Like, you know, you can do this. And how does that feel to you? What is that like? Does that move you at all? Does that make you feel like, but he just is the biggest cheerleader of everybody.
That's
great. he has so much, like he makes you see things in yourself that you bury and you're like, no, I can't. Oh,
I love
I can't
that. You're
that.
So in love with your husband. I am too. I love my husband.
That's
too.
A good thing.
And he does the same thing to me. He's here. So I'm getting brownie points. Is he here? Are you here, Brennan? I don't know. He's hiding somewhere, but he was here.
And I'll have to watch this later.
I got to be honest. Like, I really, I found a good one, you know?
Yeah, I know. Me too.
It's nice when you find a good one.
Yeah. And listen, it's even the good ones and the good solid, it's work.
Oh.
Marriage is work. I think people don't realize that. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that you have a shitty marriage. It just means it takes work to make it good and focus. Like, anything you put your focus into, you're going to do well, whatever mm-hmm. it is, whether it's your skincare or your work mm-hmm. or your hobbies, whatever it is. And that goes for marriage and in relationships. Even I had, I got to a point, and it happened after I moved here, is like, wow, I need to work on my girlfriend relationships that I left behind mm-hmm. because it was just such a whirlwind when we moved to LA that
And pandemic. Oh, like, how are you supposed to pandemic. Meet anybody?
And yeah. so it was like, ugh.
No wonder why your gynecologist is your friend. No,
I'm like, hey, you're here. Want to be my friend?
Yeah.
But so I really took that seriously. And mm-hmm. so that focus, I mean, what it's done for our little friend group has yeah. been like, I'm so thankful for. And so that goes for relationships. And it gets hard. Obviously, you know, when you have kids, that's your focus. Mm-hmm. We're at this stage, we're empty nesters. So our focus had to shift. And yeah. we didn't realize that. We're like, okay, they don't live with us. Now we're even more worried about them. And like, oh, what if they need something? Or like, so we would kind of just wait and make sure they were right? good.
That's good that you're still here.
We've come so far. Mm-hmm. And there, we're like, we are only going to be helpful to them if we're like doing our own thing. This is the best analogy. Ooh. It's like, if your kid is struggling, and we've all had those moments, whether mm-hmm. it's like in school or anxiety or friends, or I didn't get invited to this, and they're in the middle of the pool flapping their arms. So if you go in there with them, you're both going down. Like, you got to be on the side, you got to be solid, and you got to let them come to you. Mm-hmm. And because they're going to come to you because you are stable. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't want you flailing with them. It's just
no, they need good. You to be like telling them exactly how to get to the other side
yeah.
to safety to
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
So you need to be very calm.
Yeah.
Very
and it's
rational.
So hard. And I've had my moments. I was not any of that.
I can imagine. I can only imagine, because I also wouldn't ask you to come on this show and be like, tell me your deep. That's just not this show.
Right, right.
I'm not
right.
like, tell me all the tea about Addison Rae. Like, that's not, that's, I'm sorry, but that's just not this show. Yeah. And I care more about, A, I wanted to talk to you about like what it was like, and if you like thought of yourself as a stage parent and all that stuff, because there's so many of them out here and around, and like, there's good and there's bad, in my opinion. There's some bad folks. Like, that I have seen growing up. That was more in the traditional Hollywood sense. The creator culture is obviously, it's very different. It's seemingly
I feel
very
like,
different.
I feel like because parents don't...
They don't
like,
make the profile.
We weren't raised with that. Mm-hmm. And so you want to support them, but you don't really know what to do. Mm-hmm. And so it's very disconnecting when you know, and the kids are like, I want to move to LA or move to a big city and I want to do this. And the parents are like... I don't know what this is.
Okay.
And so we just really educated ourselves. We didn't know the difference between an agent and a manager, but they were all calling us. So we got to figure this out.
To be honest with you, it's just a percentage.
It's
just money. And yeah. like one actually picks up the phone, the other one sends yeah. you a voicemail. I don't know.
We're very lucky. We've been very lucky, but
that's good.
It was like, I think that's in the content creator world, mm-hmm. it's less of the stage parenting because
there's no stage.
And there's nothing, like, yeah. what are you going to go sit with them in their room? Like, uh-huh. I don't know. I just haven't experienced that. I'm sure Good. Maybe it happens. It's just, to me and my kids' friends, mm-hmm. it pulls them out of, it pulls the parent out of it because the kid is doing all the things.
They're working super
and
hard.
And so
yeah.
I think for the parent, it's like, okay, make sure you're paying your taxes. Like, uh-huh. those are the parts where you got to be on it. Uh-huh. Like, if you're going to inject yourself, do that.
Good.
You know, and so, and those, that's the part where, you know, the parents get a little like, I don't know what to do. So
yeah, because everyone's at different education levels too. Yeah. Like, this is like random people in the middle of the country that yeah. like they're, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard. There's a very hard learning curve for yes. the parents of any creator and artist. And
I think the best thing about our family is that it's all four of us. I think if it would have happened to one of the four of us, it would have changed our family dynamic because okay. it was like, we wouldn't be able to relate. Like, we're yeah. all in it. Mm. And so when it's just the four of us, like, it's literally, that feels like nothing's changed.
I love
because,
that.
You know, Charlie's going to see a spider and she's going to cry and Dixie's going to trip walking in the door. And, you know, it's like, we're all the same people because we just get to be that. And it's the best part of it.
This is turning out wonderful. But let's focus on you, please. So, okay, there were questions that people wanted me to ask about dancing and all that stuff. So let me try to see if I can get... Becca Newman asks Heidi, please ask Heidi on doing Dancing with Charlie.
Dancing with Charlie. It was great. I mean, Dancing with the Stars is... I think if you've heard anyone talk about it that's ever been on the show, it's mm-hmm. the craziest experience.
I bet.
One of the hardest things I've ever done emotionally, physically... Mentally, I'm like, how do I remember 8 counts? Like, it was insane. And so to have someone in your family to be able to, like, we're both so in it. And yeah. like, sometimes we wouldn't even talk on the ride home from rehearsal. We just, I know. We're just like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
But you have that person. So that was incredible.
That's really wonderful. That's like, obviously the first time that's ever happened on Dancing. Yeah, it's the
first time they've had a mother-daughter.
And it went really well. That was a pretty popular season.
Yeah, I made 8 out of 10 weeks. Charlie won. I mean.
Amazing.
It doesn't get better than that.
It really doesn't.
Well, if I would have won, it would have been better. No,
and, I know, right? And people are always like, oh, was there competitiveness? I'm like,
you know.
Do you have children? You must not have children.
It was. Somebody said, like, Charlie's like, no, it was never like that. And Dixie goes, oh, because mom was in competition for you. I was like, okay, stop. Everybody stop. No, but it was just like,
calm
it's
down.
All support. It's but the whole cast, like, everybody was so supportive.
For sure.
Yeah, it was great. It was amazing.
I get a lot of, like, I get a lot of hate on online because, oh my God, I can't believe I'm addressing this right now. So, girl, okay, hear me out.
Okay.
I've always wanted to do dancing. I was waitlisted. I don't need to do it because oh my God, this is so messy. Because basically, I did dancing for charity in Austin. It was so much work.
So hard.
I did one number.
Yeah.
I have Broadway background training, right? Like, I've been on Broadway a couple times.
Right.
And like,
it's like nothing else.
Your daughter can attest because she's a dancer. It's like,
she was obviously a trained dancer. She was struggling right alongside all of us because every pro is going to push their dancer as much as they can take.
Yep.
And beyond that.
Yep.
Of course, beyond that.
Because they want to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Charlie was getting pushed the same I was getting pushed and everybody else.
Yep.
So we're literally all on the same level yep. struggling.
That's true. They gave me some really difficult choreography and that's the meaning behind how are you applying yourself to yeah. the challenge before you. And,
yeah.
and hopefully the audience can see that and then they vote for you based on, what do you think it is? Why do you think people vote for people in dancing? Is it their story? Is it how well they did?
I think it is. I think the story is good. I think, I do think that the mother-daughter story, and I take some responsibility for this because I just, as a mom trying to step out and do this. Mm-hmm. I did have a lot of guilt with that. And I felt like I've always, like, as I said before, mm-hmm. like, no, it's you guys' time to shine. Mm-hmm. And now I got to step out there. I struggled with that. Mm-hmm. And so my packages and my stories weren't great because I was withholding because I felt like I don't want it to be like, oh, she's trying to take her kid's spotlight or whatever. Like, you can't take the spotlight from my kids. Like, they just are there.
Have
like,
you met your kids?
I'm not trying to. So, but like, I think I got in the way of my own story in the show and the story of the two of us. They tried early on to, in the interviews, be like, oh, competition. Like, it's just, talk about not being authentic. I'm like, I don't feel that way. Like,
yeah.
I can't talk about that because that's not a thing. Like, mm-hmm. Not looking at her like, oh, I wonder what she's doing. Like, it's not
that's
like that.
Wild,
so
yeah.
So I think mm-hmm. that didn't help me, but I think people appreciated that I was older and I was like.
Would you do Real Housewives or something crazy? I feel like you're not problematic, not dramatic, not competitive in this way.
Well, I have some friends that are on the Housewives
okay.
show and they're so normal and okay. so nice, like some really good friendships. But they're not afraid to be controversial. I'm like, I am not that girl. I'm like,
you're just like eating the popcorn. Your popcorn. I'm like, you're eating your popcorn. In this.
I will watch you guys all day, but no, I don't think it's so uncomfortable.
It's
for me.
So uncomfortable.
I'm like, ugh.
I have a really hard time watching like Real Housewives and stuff.
Yeah, it's like, I can't.
We say bless your heart now.
Now that
I live.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Yeah, that's a big one.
So what? So now we're talking about you. Yes, you're an empty nester who decided to put yourself in the spotlight. Obviously it was a positive experience, but like, in what way was it a positive experience? Dancing.
Are you
dancing?
So that's where I sort of was that mom that was like, this is you guys' time to shine. Even though we were all in this, and I'm talking about from when they were young, right? Yeah. You guys. I had my time. I'm here to support and drive you wherever you need to go and guide. And I think then all this stuff happened with our family and we were all in the spotlight, but literally when we would do any kind of interview or whatever, I'm like, yeah, you guys talk, like, I'm just going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So even with that, and then Dancing with the Stars. So first of all, you're out there on the floor. You know, luckily there's another human there because I couldn't imagine being by myself.
Yeah.
So you're out there on the floor and then you have the judges judging you and you're in a live studio audience. And then you have to get on the mic.
You're in these outfits.
With Alfonso and he's going to ask you questions and you have no idea. And you're just talking to millions of people watching it on TV. Mm. And so it forced me. I can't be like, no, you guys do it. I got to be there and I got to. Like even the pros, like the they call it the celeb or whatever gets the mic. And so I could not hide. And that was so, I would cry after. I'd be like, I don't even know what I said. Like, did I sound stupid? Like, I don't know how I feel.
Did your daughter help you if you got upset about your?
Yeah, she was like, Mom, you did great. Aww. Like, my family is so supportive. Like all of us are to each other.
Yeah.
And so each week I stood taller in my ballroom heels and I was like, wait, I can do this. And I started hearing myself and I was like, wait, I do have a voice and I do have things to say. And I do think there's people watching that maybe are my age and are stuck a little bit. And maybe one person that can like take something away, like why should I like quiet myself? Because if I could not like help somebody. And so every week I just got more confident. I stood taller. I felt stronger. I felt more like just the confidence. I could literally see it happening week to week. It was wild. And so that was the best part. It changed me. And it forced me to come into my own after being the person that's like, oh no, you guys do it. You guys.
I'm so proud of you, honey.
So I was very proud of myself.
I'm proud of you. Mom to mom.
I think it could have happened, but I think it would have taken me a long time.
Yeah. I mean, it forces you.
Yeah.
It really, truly
and
does.
And so with that, I kind of look at myself, you know, I'm never going to get that experience again. So how can I continue to push myself when you're not thrown in this situation? Mm-hmm. And it's hard. And so I'm always trying to figure out like, okay, how do I push myself? Like I love to work out. I'm good at it. I know how to do it. Mm-hmm. It makes me happy to be strong.
Hotness by Heidi. Let's go.
I like that.
Uh-huh.
But like, okay, what else can I do? So I want to try Pilates. I've never done it. Yeah. I want something to be hard because when you do the hard things, it feels so good after.
Yeah.
And you're so proud of yourself. I'm like, wait, I can do more hard things.
Not to mention, you're role modeling it for your girls. And then, you know, in turn, they inspire you. I have littles, but they inspire me already with their optimism and their joy and their presentness. And so I do think you're right. I think it's wonderful. It's such a privilege to be a parent and a mom. Yeah. I'm glad we connected. You know, thank you
me too.
You know, truly, thank you. I hope... You know, that wasn't too crazy.
No, this was fun.
I can't wait to see what you will say in the future. And if you don't already follow Heidi, she's obviously on TikTok and Instagram and where
all
is, I mean, what else? I mean, we did talk about the popcorn.
Yes. Footwear.
Footwear. Oh my gosh. Yeah. The footwear is, it's gorgeous.
Thank you.
But yeah. The Be Happy popcorn's at Walmart. And I mean, anything else?
And then we have our three seasons of the D'Amelio show on Hulu, which is super fun.
I need to go back and watch. watch it. Yeah. Yeah. Now that I have such
good like
context.
When we don't really go back and watch it, but we'll see clips online. And
yeah.
Like, wow. We've grown so much. I'm so proud of us.
I'm proud of you guys too. Thank you for being an exemplary model of a showbiz family. I'm happy to know you. Thank you very much.
Yay.
Thanks so much for watching this episode of The Vulnerable Podcast. To check out clips from the pod, check out the Vulnerable Podcast Clips channel, and the YouTube link is in the description.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.